Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A with Josh Ritter. Welcome.
Hi, Meg. How you doing?
Great. It's great to have you here. Congratulations on a wonderful, yet again, another wonderful new album.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. And he's got a few to do for us today. It's The Beast and Its Tracks. It's his new one, and he's going to... We'll come back and talk after this. First one he's going to start us off with. You want to tell us a little bit about the one you're going to play for?
Sure. This one's called In Your Arms Again, and it's a bunch of arms songs on this record.
Josh Ritter, live from Studio A, and you can catch him tonight over at the Southern Theater. That's at 8 o'clock, starting it off with the acoustic group of Seawolf. It's a duo, I think, for them tonight. That's at 8 o'clock. Kappa.com is the website. We will have some tickets to give away for the show tonight, so stick around. I'm sure you will to hear a couple more great live tunes from Josh Ritter today. And the new CD, The Beast and Its Tracks, just came out in March, and he's obviously out on the road and in support of it. And this is the sixth, I think, full-length of yours.
Seventh, I think.
Seventh. Yeah. Oh, goodness. And there's an EP in the middle there.
And numerous other dusty bits all over the place.
Well, this one kind of I've read and have heard interviews, and never before there was an autobiographical kind of sense of writing. And this one sort of 18 months over the time of and would you say, sort of a grieving process of life's trials and tribulations and such?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I decided that, you know, in late 2010, my marriage ended in a flaming ball of molten crater rock, and in the kind of rubble of the time that followed, I started writing a bunch of songs, and you know, I'd never written autobiographically before in a straight ahead autobiographical way. I feel that everything you do, like record wise, comes from some kind of place that's autobiographical because you're writing it. It's a collection of your obsessions over a certain amount of time. But this was a very specific thing that I wanted to write about because it was the only thing in my life at that point that I could see, you know? And so I figured if I don't write about this time, I'm doing myself a real disservice because this is kind of, you know, this was made to be written about. And it also helps me to, like, stay just a little bit ahead. It helped me, writing songs helped me to stay ahead of other impulses at the nighttime that would have been, like, less healthy for me, you know?
And how did it feel after it was complete? Everything complete for you at that time? You know, I mean, emotionally.
Over time, it was a strange meeting of events. But I think that you know, when I first was when everything first came crashing down, I didn't have the energy to work really on songs. I thought I should, and it was like a thing that was like a reflex, you know. I thought I should be angry. I should be writing these angry songs, and they weren't working, you know. And it took a little while for this, like, seasons almost to change. Like 3 or 4 months before suddenly I could start to see some nuance in my own emotions. Mm-hmm. And then my life started to move on and things started to get better. I met someone new and things were obviously much better than I had ever had been. It became less a record about a divorce and more a record about everything that came after.
Very nice. And thanks for sharing. I'm sure it can be difficult to talk about such personal things, you know, as you're going through it and doing interviews along the way and stuff. So thank you for sharing.
Oh, thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. You know. Josh Ritter, he's joining us live from Studio A. The new CD, The Beast in Its Tracks, and he'll be joined tonight by the Royal City Band, who's been with him for many years, right?
Yeah, this is Zach Hickman here with me, who's the captain of the whole ship.
Well, thank you too, Zach, for being here. And what's this next one you're going to do?
The song's called Hopeful.
Rocks in the road, sharpened shadows to nails. The fence posts were empty and so are the trees. Had the bluebird of you sung its last tune for me. I seen her around now with someone new I don't know. She likes green-eyed boys who are healed in hope. I know the look in his eyes and I know all the old signs. It's just a couple more curves before his own road unwinds. These days I'm feeling better about the man that I am. There's some things I can change and there's others I can't. I met someone new now I know I deserve. I never met someone loves the world more than her. She's been through her own share of hard times as well. And she's learned how to tear out the heaven from hell. Most nights I'm alright still old rocks roll downhill. She says we'll get better, she knows that we will. She's hopeful.
Excellent. Hopeful. It's live from Studio A with Josh Ritter. They've got one more for us coming up. Josh and Zach joining us today. And the new CD is The Beast in Its Tracks. Hopeful is the track you just heard. Kappa.com is also the website for more details about tonight's show. And Idaho native, do you still, where do you call home now? Still back home there?
I'm in Brooklyn, New York now.
Brooklyn. Yeah. And how many years has that been going on?
I've been there for about 4 years now.
4 years now. Okay.
Starting to feel like I'm less nervous every day.
And joshritter.com is his website. And speaking of New York, recently on David Letterman, was that, how many TV performances had you done? Was this the first?
One of the great things about this is it's always really fun to do the TV stuff because you meet the weirdest people, you know? Like, I remember the first time we were on there, John Edwards was the guest.
Yeah.
It's always really fun. It's such a weird day because you load in super early. In the day, and then you bring all your gear in, and then you just sort of sit in a room for about 12 hours until you play for what feels like 20 seconds, and then you're gone again. It's a strange day, but it's always fun.
Wow! So I didn't know you had to wait that long. I mean, I know it's recorded too, right? Most of
it's a world. You kind of step into a whirlwind, you know, and then you like step through it. It's really fun.
Now the first one you did, what was that? Was that?
I think the first one we ever did was Letterman.
Okay.
We've done Letterman three times. Jimmy Kimmel and Conan. And they're really fun.
Yeah.
But it's always new and it's always fun. You know?
Right. Yeah. So the first time, you know, it's recorded. Did you have a gig that night, or could you sit back and watch mm-hmm. yourselves? Was that weird? Or
we had the gig at the Seaport that night. We had to rush off and play for thousands of people.
Yeah, it was a very New York day.
It felt very cool.
Yeah.
And you could only see the first time you did that TV performance, you could only watch it back. You didn't watch it live as it happened.
Wow. No, you couldn't, which is a good thing. You know, it's good to have a couple hours before.
Well, that's seeing yourself, but you also have been on TV placement ads too, or television mm-hmm. placements too.
Yeah.
So that, have you heard yourself on many of those?
That's always an interesting thing. It's cool when the most recent thing has been like they've been using a song of mine called Change of Time for an HBO thing where they show all the programs that they're going to have in the season. And and that's always really exciting because you find out about they basically are making this in secret for a while, and then they call and ask, and it's always cool when you see like something where there's where somebody else's kind of ideas are work with your own, you know? It's really cool because often you can't go home and you can't go home with people and see if they actually listen to the record. I had never assumed that. I feel like people usually when they buy a record are just being nice, you know. You know, you can't follow them home and see if they actually play it. So here it is, like somebody actually was listening.
Yeah, there you go. And many, many people do, obviously. You've had some great success, and I'm sure you will continue to just move upward. And congratulations on yet another beautiful record.
Thanks for having us here.
What's that?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're thrilled. And they've got one more for us. So Awesome. Thanks again. And what's this last one you're going to do?
This is called the Apple Blossom Rag.
So sweet and sad, are so